inside of me. A limitless undying love of Krishna dancing on my tongue. But alas, I have no taste for the holy name. Guru Deva, Guru Deva, send your ray of mercy, please. Send your ray of mercy, please. Send your ray of mercy.
Thank you. अज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिशे नमः। गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमः। यं प्रव्रजन्तेऽहं अनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातरराज पुत्रेति तन्मयतयातर्वोऽभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयानिमानदृश तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणन्ति ते। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माई हम्बुल ऑबेसियंस इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर गुरुपाद पद्म ओम विष्णु पाद सतर्षमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड सेम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई शिक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णु पाद सतर्षमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। खुलेगी डे बिफोर यस्टरडे वी टोल्ड समथिंग अबाउट द कॉज ऑफ रास व्हाई कृष्णा प्लेड दिस रास। सो वी टोल्ड मोस्ट टू प्रोमिनेंट कॉजेस वन टू कंकर और डिफीट कामदेव क्यूपिड and second to establish the supremacy of Srimati Radhika, because all gopis were there, thousands and lakhs, also Lalita, Visakha, Chitra and all, also Chandravali and her sakhis, but Krishna took Srimati Radhika, his most beloved, with him and he disappeared. And that is why it is has been told, Anaya Radhito Nunang Bhagavan Haririshwara Janno Bihaya Govinda Prit Jam Anyataraha. Oh, she has worshipped, this lady has certainly worshipped Sri Hari, and by that, oh, Krishna is very kind to her and he has taken, oh, this lady. So she is supreme of all. So two reasons, and other reasons that were discussed, that those ladies who did Katyayani Vrat to fulfill their desire, तो सुतिचरी जौथकी अजौथकी सीता विच वॉज स्टॉल्ड बाई श्री रामचंद्र एंड ऑल अदर रीजन्स देयर आर सो मेनी रीजन्स ऑल्सो टू एस्टैब्लिश धर्म एंड ईटीसी। नाउ हियरिंग दिस पास्ट टाइम्स महाराज परीक्षित ही हैज नो डाउट बट those who were audience, karmi, jnani, yogi and others, from their side he questioned, Krishna has come to establish what? Dharma. And he is himself dharma. But why he did rash with others' wives? Why he did? And then he told that even Shankar and even other coronation, they are so powerful, they can do all these things. But naitat samacharet jatu manasapihi anishvara. But anyone should not follow this and act like this. Otherwise he will be
ruined.
Finished. Like Shankar, he took poison and he became Nilakantha. But others cannot be first Ishwar and then. So what about Krishna? If Shankar and others can do Brahma, so no harm. In this way he satisfied Parikshit Maharaj. Now after this he killed Krishna, Keshi, in Vrindavan, Keshi Ghat, and Shankhachur in Govardhan, where Shankarsan Kund is there. And Bhimasur he killed in Kamyavan. I've taken you all there.
In Brajamandal Parikrama.
So he killed. In the meantime, when he killed Bhimasur, then in the meantime, North came glorifying him. Oh, you have killed Kuls, his associates, Charun, Mustik and all others. No. You have killed Agasur, Bakasur, Putana and all others. But you'll have to do something more. That your father and mother, Devaki, Vasudha, are tortured by Kuls. Soon you'll have to go there. I have come to remember that you are now diving in Braja Rasa and you have forgotten everything. But I have come to remind you that your father, mother are in jail, tortured by Kansa, and also you will have to go to Dwarka. You will have to marry with 16,000 808 queens. You will have to kill Narakasur. And there are so many ladies, young queens, they are in the jail of Narakasur. You will have to
protect them,
save them, and you will have to bring as a queen, and you will have to go to heaven, and you will bring
Parijat flower.
And after that, you will have to go to Hastinapur, Kurukshetra, and you will have to kill all the demons which are in the side of
Duryodhan.
And in your side also. And in the end, you will have to take the burden of earth by
Jadubansis
are there. They will
fight each other
and in the end all will go away. So I have come to remember. Saying this, he went away, and after that, Narada went to Kans and told, oh, you know that all Jadubansi Raj, demigods, Vasudev Devaki, so Krishna is not son of Nanda and Yashoda. He is son of Devaki and Vasudev. So you don't remember? They are tortured. So you should go there. And after that heart happened, he went. And then what happened? Kans thought that, oh, all will kill me. So why not to finish Krishna? We cannot finish Krishna and Baldev in Vrindavan. We'll have to go. And we should do a Dhanurjagya of Rangeshwar Mahadev. We will worship. And in this
festival,
bahane,
excuse,
Krishna Baldev will come and we will surround Charun Mushti, Kubalyapid Hasti, and my brothers and other Sal Tosha, and all we will kill them.
Wrestling match.
So making plan, he called a crew. Oh, you are very intelligent and very loyal to me. You can bring Krishna here. Go. And what became after? World. Yeah. You remember?
Guruve Gaura Chandra Radhikaya Tadale Krishna Krishna Bhakti Bhakti Namaha Narayana Namaskita Naram Chaiva Bhagavatam Devi Saraswati Vyasam Chaturva Nadiya. So first of all, I offer obeisances to Guru Pada Padma, Chidambi Sanyasis, Vaishnavis. So Kams became very worried. Kams Maharaj was thinking in Vrindavan there must be some.
Oh, give me.
There must be something magical in Vrindavan, because no matter how many demons went there, all went on a one-way ticket and none returned. Therefore, if I can somehow arrange to bring Krishna and Balaram outside of Vrindavan, here to Mathura, then on the excuse of worshipping the bow of Rangeshwar Mahadev, then I can kill them anyhow. Therefore, comes a call, Akrura, who is the uncle of Krishna. Even though he was a great devotee of Krishna, because he was in an awkward situation living with Kams, therefore he was eating off both plates. Therefore Kams Maharaj, he called Akura and said, you must bring Krishna and Balaram here anyhow. Therefore Akura, he was described, he was thinking in his heart, even though I'm coming here on excuse to arrange for the destruction of Krishna and Balaram, still I am not afraid, because Krishna, he is the Paramatma in the heart of everyone. He understands that I am really his devotee and well-wisher. But because of circumstances, I am somehow engaged in the service of the wicked king Kamsa. Devakura began going towards Vrindavan. So said that the nine limbs of devotion, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, that of the nine limbs of devotion, one of them is Vandanam, or offering prayers to the Lord. Therefore, Akura, he achieved perfection by offering prayers. So his prayers are very high class, described as he was going on the road to Vrindavan. Therefore, what we think of in the stage of practice, we will achieve that in the stage of perfection. Therefore, Narasimha Das Thakur has said, Sadhana Bhagira Thake, whatever you think of in the time of practice, you will definitely achieve in the time of perfection. Therefore, Krishna's devotees, that which is related to Krishna, are described to be like a kalpa viksha tree. Whatever you desire near them, you will get that result. Therefore, we should be very careful what we pray and what we think of when we chant the holy name. Otherwise, the holy name might cheat you by fulfilling some material desire. Therefore, we offer prayers we should follow in the footsteps of Akura. As he was going towards Vrindavan, he was thinking, I wonder what will happen when I get there. He was saying, I hope that Krishna and Balaram, when they see me, they'll become very happy. And Balaram will catch me by the hand. Krishna will embrace me and call me uncle. I hope when I get there, then they will offer me a gift of a brown cow. They will welcome me, give me some foodstuffs, and talk to me with great affection. Then I can explain the situation. Therefore, he was full of these type of desire. The soul can never be without desire. A stone has no desire. But we are Atma, we have consciousness. Consciousness means desire. Therefore, Buddhists and impersonalists, they think in the stage of perfection there is no desire. But this is completely wrong. In the stage of perfection there is also desire. Desire to serve Krishna. Therefore, Akura was thinking like this as he was going towards Vrindavan. As he came there, he saw the footprints of Krishna and Balaram in the dust. He saw the 19 symbols of the feet of Krishna in the dust of Vrindavan, and he began rolling in ecstasy. Oh, the footprints of my Lord. Then as he came to Vrindavan, exactly what he had been thinking and hoping for in his prayers, that exact thing happened. Krishna came out, oh my dear uncle Akura, embraced him. Balaramji took Akura by the hand and brought him inside to Nandabalam. That time Akura, he began to a little bit change the mind of Krishna. Of course, inside Krishna, inside Nandanandan, all incarnations are there. Therefore, Dwarkadish Krishna, Mathuresh Krishna also inside there. They were not to inspire a mood of heroic mood in Krishna. Akura began describing the atrocities that comes with performing to Devaki and Vasudev Maharaj. Gurudev one time said, even when Krishna is playing his flute at Bansipat and calling the gopis, can he forget Devaki and Vasudev in the prison of Kams? Kams Maharaj used to put stones upon their chest and torture them. Can Krishna forget that? Therefore, Akura was talking this way. Krishna became in a mood of anger. We'll go there and defeat Kamsa. That time, the gopis heard that Krishna will be leaving. Therefore, they became most distraught. All the coward boys became happy. Oh, we will go with Krishna on an adventure. But the gopis became most distressed. The gopis know everything. Therefore, they know Krishna goes there. He will not return. Therefore, all that night, Akura stayed there. And in the morning, he took Krishna and Balaram upon his chariot. Sri Sukadeva Goswami describes that with one hand, Akura was driving the chariot, and with the other hand, he had his arm around the waist of Krishna. Otherwise, he is afraid Krishna will jump off the chariot and not go to Mathura. Therefore, very pathetic scene describes the gopis falling down like streaks of golden lightning lying on the ground, somehow trying to block the chariot of Akura as it left. Some gopis tried to throw themselves under the wheel of Akura's chariot. Some tried to hold the reins of the horses. Some gopis could not even move. Such was their separation from Krishna. They said, this is Bhuvanguna. They are meeting Krishna but about to be separated. Therefore, their separation became in a very high way. Therefore, Akura. Therefore, really, he is a cruel. Akura means cruel. Because he took Krishna and Balaram outside Vrindavan, moving the golden chariot this way and that way, he dodged between the different gopis and left. Therefore, described for the next. Sanatana Goswami describes after 3 months Krishna returned. But some places we hear in another prakos, 100 years the gopis stayed there, they never took bath, nor they washed their hair, because that dust that came from the chariot of Akura, that dust was the last connection they had with Krishna. Therefore, they stayed in the forest of Vrindavan there at Kadamba Cave, and there they taught us how you have to weep for Krishna. Therefore, as Krishna went on the golden chariot of Akura, the time came for midday, and Akura, because he is following some vidhi, some rules and regulations, at 12 o'clock is a very auspicious time to remember Krishna by mantra. Therefore, Akura, leaving Krishna and Balaram on the chariot, he went to Brahmavad, which is described to be the border of Vrindavan and Mathura. That time the Yamuna was flowing there, now the Yamuna has gone a little bit to the northern direction. But that's how the Yamuna was flowing there. Akura leaving Krishna and Balaram aside, he went there and took bath. So as he was under the water, chanting his mantra, as he went under the water, he saw Krishna and Balaram in the water. Then he became astonished. He went under a second time, he saw his Ishtadev. His Ishtadev, if I'm not mistaken, is Garbhadaksara Vishnu. Garbhadaksara Vishnu. Sitting on the bed of Shesh. Because Krishna Balaram, their forms are so human-like that maybe Akura had some small doubt. How is it possible for these two small boys to kill a great demon like Kamsa? Therefore, to dispel the fear of Akura, Krishna and Balaram manifested one of the Vaibhava Prakash in their form of Garbhadaksara Vishnu and Ananta Shesh. Then Akura became worried. He said, I am seeing Krishna and Balaram in the water, but they are also on the chariot. Therefore, he was looking here and there and seeing some of the opulence of Krishna. He became very much astounded. So Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Padam ekam nagat brindavanam patyagara padam ekam eta padam
ekam nagachati
esa gatam nagachati. The Krishna Balaram, Yasoda Nandan, Rahini Nandan, they never take one step outside of Vrindavan. Therefore Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, they are Brahmavat, that Vasudev Nandan, Mathuresh Krishna, and Rahini Nandan, Sankarsan Ram, they went onwards with Akura to Mathura, and the original forms of Krishna Balaram they returned back to Vrindavan. Therefore the boys, they were thinking, how Krishna will kill such a big demon? Therefore Krishna, to the swell of the fear of the cow boys, he manifested a huge form of Vishnu. The boys began laughing, okay, now we have some confidence, you can kill Krishna Balaram.
Hey, can kill Kamsa.
As soon as Krishna turned inside to Mathura Valley, he thought, oh, this dress of a cowherd boy is not a good dress. I should get some suitable dress as the son of a king, because now my father is Vasudev. Therefore, this cowherd dress is not good. Therefore, he saw one washerman of Kamsa Maharaj, who was washing Kamsa's cloth. And Krishna said, my dear brother, don't you know I am Kamsa's nephew? Therefore, we will make your life successful by taking some charity from you. Therefore, that washerman became very angry. Oh, who do you think you are? You are like crows who steal the ghee and then for a fire sacrifice. How could low-class cowherd boys like you possibly wear the cloth that is meant for a king? Therefore, describe that washerman in his last incarnation. He was the one that abused Sita. When his wife was leaving, he says, oh, I am not like Ram who took his wife back after 11 months in the house of another man. Therefore, that same washerman, he took birth in the pastimes of Kamsa Maharaj. Therefore, Krishna wanted to repay the favor from his last incarnation. Therefore, Krishna took his head off with one slap and began dressing in the robes of Kamsa. Therefore, when all the residents of Mathura heard, oh, Krishna has come, then they thought, maybe really, he will kill Kamsa Maharaj. Therefore, just like a person wants a bit of a tax break, they began offering many, many different paraphernalia for the happiness of Krishna. I just finished one book. They went to the big bow of Kamsa Maharaj. Kamsa had engaged many security men to guard that bow of Lord Shiva. But Krishna went like a mad elephant. He took the bow of Kamsa, pulled it very hard, and cracked it. That made such a loud noise. And with the edges of the bow, Krishna Balaram began killing all the guards of Kamsa. Kamsa began absorbed in fear. Therefore, when Pariksit Maharaj asked, oh, how Krishna can perform irreligious activities if he came here to establish religion, then Sukadeva Goswami said, Karma Dvesha Poyatsnaya Yata Bhakta Srimana. Oh, Pariksit Maharaj, I already told you, if Kamsa could achieve Krishna by fear, if Shishupal could achieve Krishna by envy, and then why the gopis cannot achieve Krishna by lust? So Kamsa became absorbed in fear of Krishna. So I just want to think, when we were in Govardhan last year, then we were asking Gurudev, oh, can you tell my last life? Can you tell my last life? And Gurudev said, oh, I know my last life. Last life, you were the donkey that carried the washing of Kamsa Maharaj. Krishna Balaram spun you and threw you back to Australia. Okay.
Well, After that, what became Kanyu? When he was in arena, after killing Kuballyapid, and he entered in the arena, then what gopis told when Charun must it?
So this morning on the morning walk, we had some utipan. You know what utipan is? Some stimulation. And now I'm understanding why this event took place. Because Sugata Prabhu made a challenge to Brajanath that he would wrestle him right there in front of Gurudev with his arms
he's here.
Behind his back.
Sugata. Prabhu is here.
Sugata.
He's still crying.
He fled away. He still. He was humiliated.
But then it was decided that if Brajanath became injured, then Gurudev's service would not go on so well. So we elected another person who was Nityananda.
Small boy. Son
of Mahibharata. So then at the end of Gurudev's morning walk, they all gathered together in the middle. There was a grassy area, and they all prepared themselves. And Shivananda Sain Prabhu was the referee. Srila Gurudev was standing watching. And then they went arm to arm, leg to leg. And in a very short period of time, Nityananda defended him. And he defeated him. So now I'm standing here, and I have some udipan for the chanting. Yes, we were. We were telling about your victorious event this morning.
Yeah, I blacked out.
He said he almost died.
I literally blacked out.
So, go on. Harikatha.
So, now. They didn't follow the rules. Okay. So, now, after Krishna and Balaram had killed the washerman, then...
Kubja.
So there was one lady. Krishna and Balaram were walking very victoriously through the streets of Mathura. This was actually the first opportunity that any of the Mathura Vasis would have to see the beautiful forms of Krishna and Balaram. Many people, they had heard stories because so many fruit sellers and such had gone from Mathura to Braj, to Vrindavan. So now, Krishna and Balaram, nicely dressed in all the beautiful cloth that they had taken from the cloth from the washerman, and now they proceeded forward through the streets. And as they came through the streets, there was one hunchback lady. Her name was Kubja. She saw Krishna. She became very, very attracted to the beauty of Krishna. And she thought, oh, how beautiful. Such a personality. I wish that I could have a relationship with him. Her heart was attracted to Krishna. And she had some sandalwood pulp. So she came and offered it to Krishna, this sandalwood pulp, and Krishna accepted from her. And it was smeared on Krishna's transcendental body and on his limbs. And at that time, Krishna, he performed a very wonderful activity by taking her chin and standing and pulling on her feet. And at that time, he raised her up and her hunchback was straightened out and suddenly she became very, very exquisitely beautiful lady. So at this time, Krishna, he promised to her that at another time, because she wanted him to come and to visit in her home. She was like a society girl. So Krishna promised that later on he would come. After this, Krishna proceeded through the streets, and
then it was at the end of the night. Then the next morning. No, it was the next morning when he came to the wrestling ring. Yes.
So Kamsa, as we know, Kamsa had made every possible arrangement that Krishna would somehow or other be killed before he even arrived at the wrestling arena. And of course, at the wrestling arena, he had the final arrangements made there. But in order to try to stop Krishna and Balaram from even entering into the wrestling arena, there was a huge, gigantic elephant, which was named Kubalayapi. And this elephant was situated just in front of the entryway to this huge wrestling arena where Kamsa was waiting inside. So as Krishna and Balaram approached this entryway, suddenly this huge gigantic elephant, it looked at Krishna Balaram, and now the elephant trainer started directing the elephant to attack Krishna and Balaram. So now Krishna was facing this huge elephant who was very quickly coming toward him. And Krishna sidestepped and went around the elephant. And at that time, Krishna, he took the tail of the elephant and pulled the elephant very strongly. Then he climbed up on top of the elephant and killed the elephant trainer. And then he, with his own hands, he killed the elephant. And the elephant crashed to the ground. Now, Krishna and Balaram, in a very victorious way, just like two lions will kill an elephant. Now they took the tusks of the elephant off of the elephant. And now, with very great jubilation and speckled with the blood of the elephants, now they were decorated beautifully for their entry into the wrestling arena of Kamsa. So each Krishna and Balaram were carrying one of the huge, gigantic tusks on their shoulders. And now Krishna, Balaram, and all the cowherd boys, they began merrily marching and dancing and singing and entering into the wrestling arena. Now as they entered into the arena, there was a huge audience there. All so many Mathura Vasis were there. And all different types of people were there. And situated up on a huge throne was the evil King Kamsa. And who was watching the entryway, hoping that Krishna and Balaram would not even enter. But now he received the report that even the elephant did not stop them. So Krishna and Balaram, they began to enter into the wrestling arena. And Vasudeva and Devaki in chains were standing there next to Kamsa up there. And now Krishna and Balaram entering into the wrestling arena. It was announced that this wrestling will take place. Actually, the cowherd boys, they always wrestle amongst themselves. And so they thought that this would be a very fun activity. And when they came into the wrestling arena, they saw these two wrestlers that Kamsa had appointed to wrestle with Krishna and Balaram. And these two wrestlers, they were not ordinary size. They were huge, gigantic, muscular wrestlers. And they were the most powerful wrestlers in the entire kingdom. They could practically take any other human being and snap them in half with their own bare hands. So now, as Krishna entered in, and the people in the wrestling arena, they saw the delicate beauty of Krishna, how his limbs were so soft, so delicate and beautiful looking, and how his lotus eyes were so attractive. And they thought, these two sweet young boys, they will wrestle with these ferocious, gigantic wrestlers? Oh, this is unfair. This is very unfair. They began protesting.
How Kamsa was feeling Krishna, how Brajavasis,
yes.
How others?
Yes.
So Malla na Mashani?
Yes. So as Krishna was entering in, all the different people in the wrestling arena, they were seeing Krishna. And they were, through their eyes, they were seeing Krishna in completely different ways. Why? Because Krishna, he is the supreme center of the entire creation, the absolute truth. And he is also the very support or the foundation of all rasas. So everyone in the arena who saw Krishna entering in, they have their own particular vision of him. Oh, just like The yogis, there were certain yogis in the arena. When they saw Krishna entering in, they thought, oh, here is the Paramatma, the super soul, who we meditate upon. He is walking and entering directly into the arena. Oh, when the various ordinary citizens in the arena saw Krishna, they thought, oh, here is the most powerful king-like personality who is entering into this arena. When Vasudeva and Devaki saw Krishna entering in, they thought, oh, here is our dearly beloved little child. When King Kamsa saw Krishna entering, what did he see? Here is death personified, who is entering into this arena. And in this way, all the different people, when the Mathura Ramanis, the very beautiful ladies of Mathura, for the first time, they saw Krishna, and they thought to themselves, this is certainly Cupid himself, the most attractive male personality we have ever seen. And they even began to glorify Krishna. In fact, they glorified the Braja Gopis in so many different ways with so many different verses. And they described that who can possibly imagine the good fortune of the Braja Gopis? Because those Braja Gopis, they are constantly meditating upon Krishna within their hearts, and they see him in his original state. Just like a lion which is running through the jungle looks very beautiful. But if you put that same lion into a cage, it is not as beautiful. So how fortunate are the Braja Gopis? Oh, that they have seen Krishna in that condition, in the beautiful forest of Vrindavan. They have danced with him, they have met with him. And the Mathura Ramanis felt like this, that how much more fortunate are the gopis, how much more exalted they are than themselves. And they always glorified the gopis in this way, that in their hearts, Krishna is riding on the chariot of their hearts. Urukrama Chitta Jana, that Urukrama Krishna, who is the performer of all glorious activities and wonderful pastimes, he is constantly riding in the hearts of the Braja Gopis, who perform all of their duties in their homes, constantly singing about Krishna and remembering him. Therefore, he enters within their heart and always remains there. So like this, all the different people in the wrestling arena, they had this vision of Krishna. So now the wrestlers, when they saw Krishna and Balaram, they also saw him as being as powerful as a thunderbolt. But yet, Krishna looked so very beautiful and young, just like a young teenage boy. So, Krishna and Balaram, they also mentioned to the wrestlers that, oh, we are just young boys and you are such huge, gigantic, grown men, so very strong. Perhaps this is not a very good match. But the wrestlers, they said, but we know how powerful you are, because we've heard about all the demons that you have been able to kill. Putana, huge, gigantic, Rakshasi witch, 12 miles long, you killed her. Even as a baby, you killed so many other demons, Aristasura, Keshi demon, and so many others. We also heard that you lifted a huge, gigantic mountain. So, therefore, we think that you are well matched with us. So now we should wrestle. Finally, it was decided that they would wrestle. And Shanu and Mushtika, they each had the opponent of Krishna and Balaram. So now, when the wrestling match, the signal came to begin the wrestling match, then immediately Krishna went arm to arm, leg to leg with, I don't know, Shanu or Mushtika. And then Balaram, he went arm to arm, leg to leg with the other. And they were pulling and they were pushing one another. And in this way the wrestling was going on. And the huge, gigantic wrestlers were trying with all of their might to completely tear apart and rip apart Krishna and Balaram. They were trying to beat them with their fists. But in this way, Krishna and Balaram, they showed their power and their strength. And within a very short time, Krishna and Balaram grabbed Chanur and Mushtika, wheeled them around, threw them down on the ground, and immediately their life was lost. And now Krishna turned and he faced Kamsa. And you can imagine now
how much Kamsa was terrified, because every attempt he had made failed completely. Now even Krishna, now Kamsa was trying to call all of his guards to come and arrest Krishna and Balaram. But Krishna, he began to stalk, just like a lion will stalk in the jungle. And he proceeded directly toward Kamsa. And Kamsa was standing there at the top, up above. Krishna quickly climbed up there, jumped up on the top. He grabbed Kamsa in his hands, and he threw him onto the ground by his hair. And Krishna jumped down on top of him, began to beat him, and immediately Kamsa lost his life. This was Kamsa, who had terrified everyone, the entire kingdoms. He had conquered all different kings by his great powers. And now Krishna, just very easily, he threw Kamsa down and killed him, and then he was finished. Then the other soldiers, they also tried to come, and Krishna and Balaram finished all of them. So finally, at this time, all the people in the arena, some of them, they were crying out loud, aghast with this scene. But most of them were rejoicing, because Kamsa was such an evil king. And now, Krishna and Balaram, they came before their mother, Vasudeva and Devaki, who were standing there. And they, and Vasudeva and Devaki, oh, now their hearts became overwhelmed with paternal affection for Krishna and Balaram.
They took their hathakri, bedi, and everything. Yes.
They took away the chains on their hands, and now Vasudeva and Devaki began to embrace Krishna and Balaram.
Thank you. After that, can you tell something? No. After that, Kansa was killed. Then his wife, Kansa's wife, came and began to weep bitterly. Then Krishna, what?
Consoled
them, and took Kansa's dead body to Dhruva Ghat, and he did sanskar, and then he returned back. And at once, there was no king at that time. Kansa was killed. Now Ugrasen, he took all the paraphernalia of Abhishek of Krishna, but Krishna told, I cannot be king by the course of anyone.
Jadu Maharaj.
So, with that paraphernalia, he made Abhishek of Ugrasen Maharaj, and he became king. Krishna told that we Baldeva are servant, whole demigods, whole world will come to you and pay tax to you. So don't worry. After that, anyhow, in the evening, Krishna and Baldev went to Nanda Baba, who was staying nearby Jamuna River, out of the town. He was waiting that when Balaram Krishna will come. But all Mathura Vasi, Devaki, Vasudev, all are telling, oh, you are my son. You are, your father or mother is Devaki and Vasudev. You cannot go to Vrindavan again. Anyhow, they came. Nanda Baba was weeping. Krishna told the Baba, now all the sons of Devaki and Vasudev are killed. So I want that for some days I should be here in Mathura and give consolation to them. Baldev Prabhu told, I cannot go there. I cannot be in Mathura except Krishna. If Krishna will stay, I will stay. Otherwise, you are my father and mother. I don't know who is Devaki and who is Vasudev, because you have nourished me from and you have given life. So really, you are mother and father. After that, anyhow, Krishna told that, oh, Baba, Vasudev is your friend. Now he is in calamities, he is suffering. So for some days I will be here and after that I will
return.
Telling this, he gave so much ornament and other things, and Nand Baba, weeping, returned back to. Now, at once, after some days, he called Gargacharya and told him to give him Upanayan. Upanayan, you know?
Sacred ceremony.
Sacred ceremony. And then, all were invited from here and there, but very nearby. Yashoda and Nand Baba were not invited. Why? They knew that if Nand Baba and Yashoda Maiya will come, then Krishna will return back. Anyone cannot check him. So, knowingly this, and they not
invited.
But when Krishna and Balram were saved, they were given saffron cloth, danda, and khanam,
wooden sandal,
and chatra,
umbrella.
And Gurudev told that now you should go to beg at least 7 doors. Oh, Krishna and Baldev in saffron cloth with danda, oh, very beautiful leaf. He was searching at that time like this. Where is my mother? Where is my father? First I go to mother. Dekhi was standing there. Basudev was standing. First, a person should go to mother. But he was searching mother. Mother, where mother? My mother Yashoda. And he has told, at the time of Upanayan, I will fulfill your whole jholi.
Bag.
Bag not like this. I will fulfill everything you. Oh, where mother? Mother. And he became?
Faint.
Devaki and Vasudev and all Mathura Vasi, they are thinking how love and affection of Nanda and Yashoda to Krishna. After that, anyhow, Krishna was in
broad,
and he was sent to at once
Gurukul,
that he should anyhow forget this, that he is son of Nanda and Yashoda. And he went there, and in 64 days, he learnt everything, and he went to beg. He went with Sudama sticks, and how, in the end, Guruani,
Guru Mother,
told him that you are very extraordinary
personality.
Please bring me my
son
who is drowned in ocean in anywhere.
Prabhas.
And then Krishna, what did? Miraculously, with Baldev he went and he brought the son. And he was Madhumangal. Madhumangal. In this way. Now the question comes. Krishna returned to Vrindavan. By this form he could not. Though he is always in Vrindavan, but not in this form, in Aparakat Leela. And from there he went to Dwarka. Never returned. He has promised with the gopis, I
say,
in day or today, Parso, I must come. And that is why gopis and prajavasis are keeping their life that he must come because he has
promised
and he is satya sankalpa. He must come. So, anyhow they are. Now the question that anyone Krishna, always singing in the ocean of Braja. And where there is love and affection more, anyone wants to be there. So surely Krishna always sinking in the love and affection in Braja. Why he came to Mathura? Not such love like Yashoda, Nanda Baba, Brajavasi, his Sakha. There is no Govardhan and other things. So why he returned back? If he returned back anyhow, after killing Kans, why he could not return to Mathura?
Vrindavan.
Nandagaon. Why? And if he does not come, returns back, then he is very powerful. He can take all the gopis there.
All Brajavasis.
In Dwarka. Why he is not taking? So, all these questions have been answered in Uddhav Sandesh. If we will have time, then we will discuss all
things.
Also we will discuss Bhramar Geet. Bhramar Geet, Jugal Geet, Gopi Geet, Venu Geet,
Pranay Geet.
These are five lives of Panch Prana. So now time is finished. So we want to finish here, and any time again next year we will try to explain the Dwarka Leela, how he defeated Kansa, how Mahabharata, and how all other happenings we will describe. Gaur Premanande. Also, I want to invite you all who has no money problem. I am inviting all for Navadvip Parikrama. Very soon, in a month, about
26th February it will start.
26th February will start.
25th.
Adivas.
And we will do Parikrama. I am inviting you all so you can come and enjoy that festival. About more than 10,000 devotees will be there. Hari Katha will be there, and we will circumambulate Navadvip Dham, 9 islands. And the story of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be told there. Gaur Premanande. Now Shravan Kumar should come, and who has helped it in this festival, I want to give them thanks and my heartly blessing. I think that this festival is successful. All these sannyasis, brahmacharis and devotees are here, prominent persons are here, and five minutes. Oh, Prabhu, you should come and tell what are the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His international advocate from Australia, very qualified. I want to make him that she should learn or all Siddhant, and she should preach everywhere.
The reasons for Mahaprabhu's descent and the teachings he made in his descent. But before I begin, please allow me to offer hundreds of Dandabats and Master Srila Gurudev, and to all the devotees here who are much more vast than me, and I can see many senior god brothers and god sisters, so, yeah, thank you. I think if you're going to understand the reasons for Mahaprabhu's descent, it is important, well, actually, first, if you're going to understand what Mahaprabhu spoke and what he taught, and the lessons we are to derive from his descent, we need to understand why he came. From Srila Gurudev's teachings, we know that there are both internal and external reasons for his descent. Internally, we know that to love God is so joyful and so beautiful and so ecstatic that the Lord himself wanted to taste what it was like to love God. So he adopted the mood of Srimati Radhika and descended and took her complexion so that he was able to relish it. But this is the internal reason. The external reason for his descent is he came to give what no other incarnation of the Lord has ever given before. Sometimes the Lord comes and he is very in Aishwarya mood and very fierce, but in the mood of Mahaprabhu, he came to give love of God, Unnat Katavala Prem. He came to give the holy name. In this age of Kali Yuga, we're very fallen, and there's not so many things that we can accomplish. However, we can chant the holy name, everybody, and everybody has in their heart an undiscovered treasure that can be released, this flow of love of God can be released by chanting the holy name. And so this is what Mahaprabhu came to give. Love of Radha and Krishna conjugal. So what, when he came with these reasons, he gave certain teachings. And the teachings he gave is one,
thank you,
by his practice, go and by his example. He was the perfect sannyasi. The other teaching he gave is the distribution of the holy name. Everywhere. We know that he came across Jagai and Madai. Jagai, we're all like Jagai and Madai, actually. They were running around and they were behaving terribly. But Mahaprabhu still gave the holy name because he is so merciful. And we know that he gave this holy name so that we can attain bhakti. And Srila Gurudev the other day was describing to us what is bhakti. And he said he wants us to understand what is bhakti. He talks about the gradations of bhakti. And Gurudev told us we need to understand what is bhakti for two reasons. One, so that we are not affected by any misconceptions about what our goal is. And two, so that we are able to know what our goal is. In many ways, I was thinking when he was saying this, in many ways the mind is like a courtroom. And the issue is true, and the issue is how to be happy. If in court one lawyer gets up and says, oh, you should do this just because, and gives no reason, then the judge will go, this is rubbish, get out, you have no authority, you have no reasoning. However, Srila Gurudev is like the best advocate, and he is the advocate in the courtroom of our minds, and he is saying, you should do this and you'll become happy because A, B, C, because this is bhakti, this is what will make you happy. Not this material life, not our relationships, not this body, what will make you happy is love of God. And this is why we need to understand the gradations of bhakti, this is what Mahaprabhu came to give, and it's within all your hearts, and Srila Gurudev is travelling to unlock the treasure of your heart, to give up our foolish ways with our mind and our body and our heart, chant the holy name and try to serve Gurudev as best as possible.
Very good. Thank you. She can preach.
Good. Good.
Hare Krishna. I'd like to thank the devotees in Hawaii for organizing such a beautiful festival. And as Shri Guru just